GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Today's crypto landscape serves up a trio of developments that should give both seasoned vets and new entrants pause for thought. From Tether's murky power moves to Kraken's audacious leap into the regulated banking sphere, all the way to the meteoric rise of AI skill sets in Web3, there's plenty to unpack. Let's dive in. Ever feel like your USDT isn't quite yours? Turns out, the uneasy feeling isn't just paranoia. It's baked into the smart contract. Tether's got a kill switch that would make a Bond villain proud, and they used it to freeze $515 million in USDT last month alone. BlockSec, a blockchain security firm, has brought this unsettling reality to light. They reported that Tether blacklisted 371 wallet addresses in just a 30-day span, a significant chunk of the $1.26 billion they froze in the entirety of 2025. This isn't about a regulatory crackdown or a court order. It's a unilateral move by a private company. Tether's centralized administrative key allows it to freeze any address, no questions asked. This isn't some loophole. It's a call out in the contract. Legal? Sure. Transparent? Not a chance. For those of us who thought decentralization was the whole point, well, this is the crypto equivalent of finding out the tooth fairy was just your dad with a dollar bill. Switching gears, Kraken is putting on a clinic in how to make a splash in the financial world. In just 48 hours, its parent company, Payward, has not only spent $600 million to acquire Reap Technologies, a stablecoin payments firm, but has also applied to become a federally regulated bank. That's right, Kraken's not content being just another crypto exchange. It's aiming to rewire the entire financial system. Reap Technologies, based in Hong Kong, has been a heavyweight in facilitating cross-border and B2B payments via stablecoin rails. This acquisition positions Kraken to become a major player in the convergence of traditional finance and crypto. Applying for a federal banking charter the next day? That's the equivalent of ordering dessert before the main course arrives. It shows confidence, a vision for the future, and let's be real, a bit of audacity. But if they pull it off, the landscape of crypto banking and regulation is about to change dramatically. Last but not least, let's address the seismic shift in the job market. If you're looking for the hottest role in Web3, you'll need to update your resume for a job that didn't even exist last year, the AI agent manager. In just 12 months, the mention of AI skills in Web3 job listings has skyrocketed from 23% to 53.1%. The individual contributor era is waning as teams look for those who can wrangle AI agents, mold them into productive team members, and push the boundaries of what these algorithms can achieve. This isn't just a trend. It's a fundamental shift in how companies are building their teams and aiming for the future. For developers and job seekers, this is both a challenge and an opportunity. It means reskilling, upskilling, and frankly, embracing a whole new way of thinking about your career trajectory. So, what does all this mean for the crypto builders and job seekers out there? Basically, be ready to adapt or get left behind. Whether it's understanding the hidden risks of centralized control and decentralized assets, navigating the new waters of crypto regulation, or pivoting your career towards AI, the only constant in this space is change. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.